First reading today, we have a man who from birth has been unable to walk, crippled for all of his life, carried to his place at the gate in order to beg. What kind of expectations do you think this man had for this day? I'm sure that his expectations and his hopes were limited to the generosity of those who would pass by, limited to the experience of day after day after day after day after day after day of doing exactly the same thing. Something happens, though, today that shatters his expectations. Simon Peter and John walk by, and he puts out his hand in expectation, as he does every day with everyone that passes by, an expectation, perchance, for silver, or for gold, or copper, or anything to help to care for his needs, for food, sustenance. God does not meet him in his expectation in this way today. Rather, he gives to him something so much greater. I do not have silver or gold. Look at me. Look to me. I do not have silver or gold. What I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Stand, rise. He takes him by the hand and lifts him up. And a person who was never able to stand a day in their life not only stands, but walks. And then from walks to jumps and leaps for joy. God shattered his expectations for the day, I'm sure. In the gospel text today, we have the two disciples on the road to Emmaus having a conversation about all of the things that took place. Jesus asks them, "What is it that you're talking about? What are these things?" Did you hear their answer? The things that happened to Jesus the Nazarene, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all of the people. Is Jesus just a prophet? Was he just a prophet? They had hopes for him. Man, we had hopes for him. We thought he would be the one. We thought he'd be the one to redeem Israel, but sadly, no. He was put to death. He was killed. They had very specific expectations of Jesus. Good expectations, redemption for Israel, but wrong expectations nonetheless. And they are disappointed. And they are sad and disappointed. Their expectations are not met. They had expectations of Jesus, and Jesus did not meet them in their expectations. And so they are disappointed. And yet Jesus did redeem Israel. He fulfilled the expectations of the prophets, and so then explains to them how foolish they are, how slow of heart to believe what the prophets had foretold. What an incredible Bible study this would have been for the 2 hours and 20 minutes of 3 miles per hour, walking 7 miles. We had to do the math this morning with the school children. This word problem. That would have been very Disappointed with the priest, had he posed a word problem to me in a homily when I was a child. One of the best Bible studies ever, to which Jesus extracts from the Old Testament every verse, every promise, every prophet, every fulfillment that he did in doing exactly what he was supposed to do. And their hearts burn within them. We find out about this later. I can imagine while they're walking and their hearts burning within them. They're like, dude, are you feeling this? I'm feeling something. Are you feeling this? Right? They didn't share notes at the moment. What was happening in that moment? The truth was being spoken to them, and it was purifying the expectations of their hearts. All that was not of God was being burned up and leaving the truth behind. What do you expect? Well, I expect we're going to have dinner. And again, he shatters their expectation in the breaking of the bread. It's nighttime. They return the 7 miles to Jerusalem. How long do you think it took for them to get there? They were so filled with joy that they had seen the risen Lord. Expectations of the night completely thrown away because of their encounter with Jesus. Expectations, 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 my brothers and sisters. I said this on Monday in the homily, Tuesday in the homily, now today. Your expectations for Jesus of this year, now is the time for them to be purified. Now is the time to bring to him the ways in which Jesus disappointed you and your expectations for this year. Now is the time. Bring it to him. He can handle it. He may say to you things like, oh, how foolish you are to have had those expectations of me. Let me speak to you about what I wanted to do in you this year. And hopefully when he speaks, your heart burns within you. Now is the time, my brothers and sisters. It is what this season of Easter is all about. To cleanse your heart, to purify your heart, to purge your expectations so that you can receive not what you want, but what Jesus wants to give to you at Pentecost and the gift of his Holy Spirit. I say it's not what you want, but it's actually exactly what you want, but you don't even know it. Now's the time to purge those expectations. And while we're at it, we're here at the Mass. Can I put you on the spot? What are your expectations for coming to Mass today? Show up. Father's going to talk a long time. Then we'll get communion and go. May Jesus shatter your expectations today in the celebration of this Mass. Do not limit the presence of the Lord here in this place because you have become accustomed to coming day after day, day after day, day after day, silver, gold, copper. Do not put Jesus in a box. He is so much greater than all of our expectations. Amen.